This is episode 17 of the Empowered Equestrian Podcast. I am your host, Lizanne Roy. I am a certified horseback riding instructor, homesteader, and blogger. I am on a mission to educate, inspire, and guide the people around me to finally attain the seemingly unattainable. I started out my career path focused on being a rider, and subsequently teaching horseback riding. But I never saw how the rest of my life affected it, or any other goal in fact. Over the years, I have become much more aware of the intrinsic nature of the human existence, and I have realized that everything I do can strengthen or weaken the other aspects of my life, depending on how I integrate them. This is when I started to become empowered. Empowered in the realization that my whole self goes well beyond what I thought it could, and that I can craft a unique and fulfilling life by finding synergy between all of my passions. I am an equestrian who is empowered by the knowledge and understanding I have accumulated in my life. My core is made stronger by everything that I have added to who I am along the way. I hope to help people on their journey to discover what their core is, and how the other aspects of their lives could help them find their power. I am the Empowered Equestrian. Who are you? Yes, that's right. I am back. I didn't want to take this long of a break from the podcast or the blog, but that is what life threw at me this year. So I had to roll with the punches, basically. I feel a lot of regret that I was not able to maintain the momentum from the beginning of the year, but that is the great thing about life, or a great thing about life. You can always start again. It's never too late to get back to the path you were diverted from in the first place. I realized something interesting after having to stop podcasting. Some would say that this medium doesn't give anything back to my business at the moment. Since I don't have any sponsors yet, it doesn't bring any monetary value. But I have realized that these episodes, aside from being an artistic outlet for me, also help tremendously with my public speaking and my ability to form my thoughts in more understandable ways. I might get into some of what has been going on in my life in later episodes, but a lot of it is not really my story to tell, and I don't think it would help the healing process any, so I'll probably just leave it at that. Just know that it is okay for life to knock you down. It happens to everyone, more than once, I am sorry to say. But each time it happens, you have a wonderful opportunity. You can come back even stronger. That is the cool thing about falling to pieces. We get to put ourselves back together any way we feel like. We are not made of porcelain. We do not shatter. If anything, it's more like we melt. And like clay, we can be molded back together into any shape we see fit. As long as each time we rebuild ourselves, we are a little bit better than we were before, we're on the right track. So, let's get into today's episode. Staying focused, motivated, and getting shit done. People see me as a very structured and organized person. Both those in my family and clients who have not really known me for that long see me as someone who seldom forgets things, gets tasks done, someone who is productive and goal-oriented. These things are not untrue, but they are certainly not natural for me. I am ambitious, yes, determined, definitely, to a fault sometimes, but organized and structured are far from the words that could be used to accurately describe me. I could easily be a slob, have my house in a mess constantly, compost overflowing, eating Campbell's soup, tomato soup every day for lunch, and forget everything from bills to work tasks to whether I took my vitamins today or not. I can guarantee nothing would get done, and I would be as now seen as that spacey woman who has her head in the clouds constantly. I am easily distracted. I have little natural patience for anything and have a fairly short fuse. None of these qualities are conducive to running a business, being a teacher, or even having a fulfilling life in general. But because I am so ambitious and determined, I have learned to use those qualities to mold the other qualities to work in my favor. So in essence, I'm using the good qualities to mold the bad qualities into something that I can work for, because those qualities are not going to go away. You know, I'm always going to be easily distracted and have a short fuse, but I can work towards having those things be less overbearing in my life. I cannot change the fact that I am easily distracted or that I get bored with tasks easily, but I can create a work environment that helps me work around those traits. For example, I time block. So my first suggestion is time blocking. This means you basically schedule all of your tasks you want and or need to get done in a day into chunks of time. You can say you're going to work on a task for 3 hours or 3 minutes. It doesn't matter. Whatever gets it done is, you know, in time for whatever time constraint you have, or gets done in a productive manner, that's great. If I have a lot of big tasks on my list for whatever part of my life, it doesn't matter, I will work each one in small, maybe 20 to 30 minute chunks throughout the day. So I am not multitasking, I just switch tasks often so I don't get stuck in the monotony of them. This technique also stops me from getting bored and frustrated with difficult tasks and reserves my patience for other things. My second suggestion is using your phone for good. So this aspect of my work needs to be broken into a couple of subcategories. First, set up some kind of timer on your phone. There are a lot of apps. I really like the one that's called Focus Keeper that you can have in continuous intervals running that will tell you when to take a break and when to start a work session again. And you can set those intervals to any length of time that you want. Then, if you get distracted a lot by notifications, which, come on, we all do, then turn them off. It's very simple. Listen, you cannot convince me that knowing what so-and-so posted on Instagram or if someone went live is important to your daily life. Even if you're an online, you know, you're an influencer of some kind on Instagram, it doesn't matter. You can just schedule times to check if there's updates on that app throughout the day. You don't have to be checking it every time the little red icon pops up on it or you get a notification on your lock screen. Turn all but the most needed notifications off. Things like text messages, only if you text with clients or important family members. You know, if it's just casual friends texting you, maybe you can just leave that for when you're done your work. And then phone calls should probably be on at all times. But same thing, if you're not using your phone for work, then those things could be done later. Or you could schedule a time where you check phone calls and messages and things like that. It doesn't have to be as it happens throughout the day. The world's not going to end for most things if you miss a call or you let it go to voicemail. You know, unless it's an emergency, but generally if it's an emergency, people will call back or you'll know. You'll see that so-and-so called and, okay, that's your kid's school or something, then you need to check that, or it's your spouse. But if it's just random people asking you questions, it doesn't need to be dealt with right this second. Next, if social media is still alluring, use the app Screen Time, which is a built-in app on iPhone, or something similar. They have a lot of other apps. I know a lot of the different other brands of phones actually have built-in things too now. And there's many third-party apps that you can get to do the same thing. So basically, it monitors and restricts, depending on how you set it up, the amount of time you spend on social media and any other types of apps that hog your attention. I even have heard of some people that set up the app to lock certain apps with a password when they have gone over their allotted time, and they actually have their spouse, friend, or family member set it up so they can't unlock it themselves. Pretty ingenious, if you ask me, actually. There are multitudes of things to distract us On top of all of the things that need our attention, there are dozens of ways to distract us from the important things, and the important things distract us from the fun things. We need to try and have a balance between the two, right? If you're putting restrictions like this, make sure you're not sucking all of the fun out of your day. Just make sure that your work gets done first. You'll feel a lot better for it. And then you can, you know, scroll on Instagram later. Another thing I would suggest using your phone for is lists and schedules. I personally have two types of to-do lists. A paper version that I write down the individual tasks that I have to get done that day, you know, things that just crop up and they're due that day, or that I'm prepping for another day for something else. You know, like today, for example, it's Thursday. I'm going to be packing and prepping lunches because lunches and dinners because tomorrow we're going to Blainville and I'm going to be competing. So I want to have everything set up. So those things have to get done today because they need to be done for tomorrow. And then I have a digital one with repeating tasks that need to get done every day at certain times. When I say need, this could mean that they are time sensitive or just that if you don't get them done by a certain time, they won't get done. For example, if I don't work out and meditate in the morning, more or less first thing, it never gets done. So those are actually scheduled in my calendar, my Google Calendar, and the event alarm rings when I need to stop what I'm doing and get my workout and mindfulness practice in. I schedule everything. Literally everything, which sounds restrictive, and I did not want to start doing it initially when I, you know, I had read this in certain places and heard other people about, through other people about time blocking and things like that, but it's actually really freeing. I don't have to think about when I am going to get, you know, fill in the blank thing done because it's already scheduled. I schedule appointments, bill payments, even automatic ones, so I know when they should be going through, and I even schedule time for myself. My third tip is lengthening your attention span. Say what? No, really. It is totally possible. Our attention span is ruined by social media scrolling, binge watching Netflix or YouTube, and video games. So integrating some other activities and limiting too much scrolling and binge watching can help you stay focused on tasks longer with less fatigue and frustration. Simply going for a walk, reading, or doing a productive or artistic endeavor instead on a regular basis can drastically change how well we focus. Now, you may be thinking, that's all well and fine, Lizanne, but where the fuck am I going to find all the motivation for implementing all of that shit? Well, here's a little tough love for you. Motivation is more or less a myth, and it certainly cannot be relied upon to keep us going on a daily basis. Motivation is made out to be this driving force that makes you fly out of bed each morning with a fire in your belly and a strong drive to be a productivity machine with your throughout your entire day. And it is marketed to us in a way that makes us think if we are good and have lots of motivation, we will never want to put sweatpants on and a ratty sports bra and messily eat chips while watching reruns of the Brooklyn Nine-Nine all day while simultaneously watching Instagram stories. Oh, is it? Maybe that's just me, but hey. Anyways, that is all bullshit. The only way motivation helps us on a daily basis is in the sense that we have things we want to do in life. And that should be the driving force that inspires us to get stuff done each day. But that does not mean you will always want to do that stuff. It's more than likely 90% of the time, you will not feel like meal prepping, working out, getting that report done, or working on your homework. Motivation is found mostly in the thought of the goals we want to achieve, and we will get motivated when we make measurable progress towards them. Now listen carefully to this next sentence. Motivation is the result, not the cause. So, how do we get shit done then? Make a plan. It can be as complex or as simple as you would like, but make it write it down, schedule the things you want and need to get done, and create an environment that keeps you accountable to yourself or others, depending on what drives you most. Personally, I could not care less what others' expectations are of me, but when I want to do something, it gets done. Some people are more driven when they have someone else that is watching and expecting great things of them. Know yourself and figure out what works best for you. It's a journey. The last little piece of advice, and arguably the most important, is reevaluate often. Making a plan is an amazing step in the right direction, but if you don't reevaluate that plan as your life changes, and that could be on an interval of, weekly, monthly, yearly, it doesn't matter. Our life changes every day. And as you learn more about who you are, it will become ineffective if you don't adapt it. It will end up making you feel like the plan, in quotation marks, the plan is not working. But that is simply because we have changed, so does the plan need to evolve along with us and our changing needs and desires. So, I hope this helped, and I want to thank any of my listeners who are still here after my long hiatus. I appreciate your patience so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure you subscribe or follow the podcast website so you get notified when there are new episodes. Also, it would help me tremendously if you left a review and let me know your thoughts. Questions can be submitted to info@theempoweredequestrian.ca or as comments and direct messages anywhere you find me on social media. Check out the show notes for links to everything I talked about today, as well as all of my resources and links to where you can find me on the interwebs and social media. Always remember, the information on this podcast is intended to provide helpful and informative material and should not be considered a substitute for medical advice or treatment. Bye for now.